Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sujatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Hey tribe, how you doing? It is
Wednesday.
Wednesday, Thanksgiving is next week. I cannot believe that.
Yes. It's like we're in Dallas and the leaves, it looks like fall, but when you walk out, it feels like summer.
It's really hot and humid. You like dress for 40s and by the time it gets to like 80s.
When do you dress for 40s?
Last week, earlier in the week.
Oh, yes. It changes.
It changes. And so, yeah.
We're all putting our Christmas lights up and doing everything, but it's hot outside.
Yeah.
Warm.
And then we're doing this chalet, this rooftop winter wonderland chalet, and it's supposed to be really nice. And this is the first time we've actually been able to book the big chalet. So we invited, it's going to be 9 of us girls.
Yeah.
Our mom tribe.
But it's supposed to get cold.
Yes, we're hoping it gets cold so we can actually dress like winter, take pictures like if it's winter because it's like fake snow.
Yes.
All this stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Me too.
I know. Okay, I just want to talk about something that
we're having
a discussion. And I don't know, maybe for the people who are new here, I did tirzepatide about a year ago. I've done a few monthly maintenance stuff, but I did tirzepatide and I was able to lose, I think it was like 22, 23 pounds pretty easily.
Yeah, it did come off really
and fast. I have been able to pretty much maintain that until towards the end of the summer. So I think my last maintenance shot was June, and then I didn't have anything, and then I got on it towards the end, another maintenance regime towards the end of August. But you know, people go crazy. The kids are home. I was not able to keep my workout routine.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And just, you know, partying and stuff. But I have seen lately so many influencers who are taking it. And I just want people to be, I mean, to each their own and for whatever reasons people want to take it or whatever. But the main reason people take it that are not obese or not diabetic is to lose weight. And right. I'm 42. I knew no matter what I did, no matter what I was trying, I could not get rid of that pounds that you just have with like having kids and just like our perimenopause and everything. So I did it to have that new starting point where I felt like myself, where I look like myself and just have that as my new starting point. But now everyone is on it and they're saying, oh, it's for the hormone benefits. Oh, it's for, you know, to feel better about myself or whatever. But I just get tired of the non-authenticity of the reasons why they're doing it. It's like they have to say that they're on it because clearly they're going to start losing weight, right? By taking it. But the reason why they're giving to take it, it's, I'm calling bullshit. I'm just going to be out there. I'm calling bullshit.
So I'm just going to question you here. I'm going to say, the audience can hear. So do you think the ladies are in their 40s, but do you think it could be losing weight by like a strict diet and working out?
No, I don't think so. I think it's really hard for us. I mean, because you know how I eat.
Yeah.
And everything. Yes, I indulge in some alcohol and wine and stuff, but I don't eat sweets. I usually like eat really well. And yeah, I think it's really hard at our age to lose that weight. And I think sometimes it is necessary, like in my situation, that I needed that to like hit that reset button. And I think that goes for a lot of women.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that's the message that they should be going with
So you want them to say, the primary reason is to lose weight. Everything else, the other benefits are just an addition, right? An add-on.
Right. Instead of saying,
I'm taking it for
These other benefits, and then a side effect is that I'm gonna lose weight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let's just be honest about.
So there was influencers that were saying that.
Yeah, and I just call bullshit because I mean, and I get it, right? Like, I was in the same boat where, you know, I took it because I could not lose the weight at our age, and just you know, where we're at this point in life. And it worked. And I'm so glad I did. Like, I don't regret it at all. I actually, it made me feel like myself again. And so I'm not going to pretend I didn't take it.
Sure.
And I'm not going to sit there and tell other people that that's not why I lost weight. I will encourage people to do the same, because honestly, like, if you're trying everything, try mm-hmm. this, because it worked for me.
Right.
But their message isn't that.
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah. so that's where I'm calling bullshit. And it just irks me so much. Like, if you're going to pretend like you're this like real person mm-hmm. and very authentic, then just fucking be honest with your right. audience, you know?
And I think we're just speaking about like mostly influencers, because you are out there influencing, you know, you have your audience that sees you every single day, right? We're not talking about other friends like, yeah, hey, no.
I mean, obviously you can tell when people are taking it, and I'm not going to out them. That's their business.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about people who, you know, put it out there, how like, oh, you know, I'm this real person and
yes.
trying to be authentic. And then when it comes down to that, it's a little bit shady.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's where I'm just calling bullshit. People, you tell people, and stars too. I mean, you're in the public eye.
Yes.
You're not.
You're checked telling out. Me
for some reason lost all the weight now when it's so common to get it, and you've been struggling for like 10 years. I mean, come on, no one's eating your bullshit.
You're see anybody that's lost weight, you're on GLP.
You can get it anywhere. I mean, I'm surprised people aren't getting it in Mexico.
But I'm surprised that everyone's getting
the pharmacies.
Oh my gosh.
Pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. It's not cheap.
Right. But I just didn't know it was so readily available.
Oh yeah. But. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it was harder, but now with a lot of the compounding and stuff, it's so much easier.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, again, yeah, you're right. I don't have a problem with keeping their personal business, but if you're already out there putting everything out there.
Because you're an influencer. Yeah.
I mean, if people are like, oh, share with me your workout regimen, and you do everything, and you're like, oh, and by the way, for my hormones, I'm taking GLP-1. They're like, well, fucking bullshit. No, that's not.
That's not the primary reason.
Well, then I'm not going to like try your workout regime. I'm going to get GLP-1 because that is the main kicker of all of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's my soapbox. I just had to do it because I just saw some stories of some influencers this morning, and I'm just like, girl. You ain't got to lie.
Right.
Come on. Just be honest with people.
You're glad we're not outing them.
I know. Well, I wouldn't do that. But I'm just saying, be weary when people are telling you that, oh, I'm doing it for their hormones.
But we follow these influencers.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people do. I mean, they're pretty big influencers.
Yes. Yes.
And they have a good following. And they tell it like they portray themselves as being authentic and, oh, I'm real, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm like, girl.
And it's a very sensitive topic also, because we discussed who it was, right? But I feel like they're authentic about everything. Mm-hmm. But I think when it comes to weight, there's a very, like, it's a touchy topic. So I think that there was already some sort of, like, what do you call it? Insecurity. And that's why it's very difficult for them to come out and say, well, I wanted to lose weight. Because it also says like, hey, I wasn't happy the way I was before. There is some sort of insecurity. And that's where I think that's where it's coming from. I don't think it's right, because you're being authentic about everything.
Yeah.
You should also be authentic about, you know, I just wanted to lose a few pounds and this is what I did. Mm-hmm. But I can see why it's insecurity for a lot of people.
And everyone has insecurities. That's why I feel like
Absolutely.
Be your most vulnerable self, because that's how you relate to people and people relate to you. We can say we're confident in how we look. I'm confident in how I look now. I was kind of not annoyed, but just not happy and not, I didn't feel like myself, especially after having Laurel later in life and she was my biggest baby. I put on the most weight and it was harder to lose the weight. Absolutely. And it was just a struggle for me. And so I just decided to pull the trigger. And honestly, that was the best decision, because I've never felt more like myself now, because not only physically, but mentally, because, you know, I was going through all that stuff, anxiety, depression, all that stuff with Breslin.
Yep.
I took a step back from everything I did enjoy. And now with being over 40, feeling better about myself physically, feeling better about myself mentally, and just having like the no fucks.
Yeah.
I just feel so great now.
Yeah, there's a level of confidence that you gain too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Emotionally, you feel good
yeah.
too.
Yeah. And so. Then, I mean, but there's still things we talk about, like my little armpit fats. You yes. know, it's just like you're never going to like everything.
Yeah.
There's
always gonna be something. Everybody at some level, there's some sort of insecurity.
Hell,
yes.
We all have them. And that's what I feel bonds us. We can feel our best, but also there's always just something. And I don't know if it's like a curse or whatever, but I feel like if you feel super confident in your best, like this too shall pass, right?
Yes,
like
you're gonna notice something else. I get what you're saying. It's never not saying it's never enough, but there's always something.
Yeah.
There's always something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have that moment of like you're really, really happy and you're like, oh my gosh, I know this is not going to last forever. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same thing with us, with ourselves, with the insecurity a little
bit.
Like you're like, oh, I'm very happy. But then you find something to focus on or dwell on. But I think we do a good job about just
yeah.
like, I don't care. But we have to remind ourselves.
Exactly.
Speaking about when you said that.
My armpit.
Have you heard about what they call it?
What is it called?
So I saw an influencer say it looks like a vagina, like vagina lips.
Maybe. Oh, so what do they call it?
Oh my gosh. I forgot. There's a name for it. Oh gosh. And then I was like, oh snap. It does look like.
Mm-hmm. I'm very self-conscious. So that's why I picked tops out that will cover that. Because when I got down to like 107 where I was really depressed, I still had that. That's not ever going away.
Oh, I still have mine. I still have
it. I mean, I do too.
And that's what, I mean, you know, honestly, that's where whenever I had my breast cancer scare.
That's where it was at.
Yeah. So I'm just like always paranoid. And this side is bigger than this side. So they said it was kind of like tucked in. It's called the tail.
The tail?
Yeah.
Of what?
I don't know. I mean, there's a term for it in the medical side that there's like a tail of something. But
oh, God. I have a tail.
No, it's not. No. It's like the whole, the way your breast is and then uh-huh. the way something to do with how breast cancer looks like, right? But
yeah,
there's something there, but they call it the tail. And that's where they saw it. So now I'm like, I have never hidden it. Uh-huh. I don't hide it. I don't like the way it looks, but I show it because I'm like, well, I don't.
Yes, it's going to be there wherever, whenever, but I try to put my straps on it or whatever.
I should do that.
I feel like I see it. Maybe people don't notice it because I see bigger girls wearing uh-huh. straps or strapless and I see it on them. And I think I only notice because I notice on myself. But I feel like like a regular person who doesn't know about the tell
yes.
doesn't see it.
Well, I'll tell you, I've always like, had it and I never thought it, I thought it was normal until I like people started calling, like saying that they have it. I was like, oh, I just thought it was normal. So I never covered it. I just thought this is normal. Uh-huh. And then.
So now what do you think?
I didn't do it my whole life, like covering uh-huh. it up. I do see, like, when I wear my sports bra, I do, like, kind of, like,
yes.
go over it. But I'm not conscious about it. I don't know why I'm not.
That's
unconscious of it. But I know when I see in the pictures, I was like, oh, that doesn't look so attractive there.
But no one else is noticing it except yourself. You notice the things that you're
self-conscious
about.
Well, no, I never noticed it before. I just saw in the picture and it didn't look good. I was like, but then now I can see it looks like a vagina.
Oh my God.
Like, it does look like it. Now I can't unsee it now.
So we have many lips now.
lips, and lips.
All right. Have you heard the term parasocial?
No, it comes up parasites for me.
So that is the 2025 Cambridge Dictionary Word of the Year.
Oh, I thought it would be 6-7.
Well, I don't think that's a word.
No, it is. They put it as a word, I believe.
Okay,
in
so
the Webster Dictionary.
But the word of the year is 2025 is parasocial, involving and relating to a connection that someone feels between themselves and a famous person they don't know, a character in book, film, or TV series. So they said that when Taylor and Kelsey got engaged,
uh-huh.
that people were having a parasocial bond with them. Like if they were just had gotten engaged, that they felt like a parasocial bond with them.
Like they felt like they were able
to connect with them deeper because they were now engaged.
So like engaged. Okay. But they were also so engaged in their whole love story. Is that also they can kind of feel what's happening?
They also put Skibidi and Delulu, Tradwife. Do you know what Tradwife means?
No.
Traditional wife, which we are not. That's the ones that like serve you at the dinner table.
And pick up your plate.
Yeah, all the we are not traditional wives at all.
Tradwife? Is that how they call it?
Tradwife.
Okay.
I always thought it was Chadwife, which made sense. Like, okay, Chad, you know how like Karens and Chads?
Yes. Oh my gosh. My kids all know about Karens. Don't be a Karen mom.
We used to say Susan, but then I feel bad because we have a really good friend named Susan. Uh-huh. So
and she's super cool.
It's either Susan, cool. Karen, or Linda. I feel like those are always like names of complainers about everything. We had terminology growing up that made sense, you know?
Yes.
The kids make up words.
Oh, what's?
They don't even know what it means, but they say it. And we ask them and they're like, I don't know what it means, Mom. It doesn't have a meaning. People just say it. So I'm like, well, when is a time to say it? Like Skibidi.
Yes, I've heard of Skibidi. I've heard of Cap.
Riz.
Yes. So you're learning all the words. Okay, I know all the words because they're all like middle school words.
Yeah. What's the one for like someone who doesn't look good?
Oh my gosh.
We used to say busted. Like, man, she looks busted. Or crusty. Remember crusty?
Yes. Crusty musty. No, they said something in someone who looks good clutch or something. I forgot.
She's clutch.
I don't know, but they were saying it. I can't keep up.
I can't either. Ours are just what it is. You don't have to like read into the lines or ask anybody what it means. You could totally use context clues.
Yes, like stop the cap. Like that doesn't make sense to me.
Is that stop yelling?
No, stop lying.
Cap?
Yeah. Stop the cap.
Oh. See, I was thinking if someone's talking like yelling, like in all caps.
Yeah. Oh.
That's where I'm going with that.
It's stop lying. Stop the cap.
I don't know. Okay. So we're big fans of Love is Blind and Married at First Sight and stuff. So I started watching the newest season of Married at First Sight. It's in Austin. It's on Peacock. They've released everything except the next episode, I think, is when they decided they want to stay married or get divorced. And they have a range. Like what's really interesting is that one of the girls who got chosen, while they were telling her she got chosen, she was saying how her mom got a divorce like 3 years ago. So then they set her mom up. So it's a mom daughter who got both married at first sight this season.
Wow.
So it's really interesting. And then you have like another older couple and then just some late 20s, early 30s.
Okay.
What I would love to know is that they're married, right? And everyone asks them at the wedding, are you going to consummate the wedding that night?
Uh-huh.
And a couple of them did. And then they go straight to the honeymoon. And some of them did it like the first couple of days. Could you, a random stranger, and the fact that you're married, could you fuck them that day that you met them at the altar for the first time?
No.
Even if they were good looking?
That's just... I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't think so. It's just weird.
I don't think so either.
I mean, there has to be some sort of like emotion. There has to be some sort of
connection. Well, they were like, oh, we're really vibing. They were really getting along. And, you know, I think it's also that when you meet someone, you don't know all the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Right.
Like, you're just like, oh, this person, clearly we have a connection. They hooked us up and everything. And it's not like it's a one night stand, right? They're not going to leave you the next day. You guys got married.
But then if... Okay, but
so
that,
I don't know if it's like...
But that happens in arranged marriages all the time.
But are you expected to have sex the night of?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm trying to say this is your own free will, right? They hooked you up. You guys are vibing. Let's just be honest. Like a lot of people back in the day wouldn't take you seriously if you slept with them the first night, right?
Right.
And I know that things that changes like as we get older, right? When you were younger, you're like fucking a hoochie.
Yes.
Hoochie. But if you do that day and you guys are married, I don't think you could lose respect because you guys both are in the same kind of boat, right? You guys got matched up and
yes.
I'm just trying to feel like if someone could do that.
I see what you're saying because that's different than like a Tinder date.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like, you know, going in, there's not going to be any connection. You know what you're going in for, right?
Right.
So in this case.
Yes, this is going to supposed to be your perfect life match. You're not going to leave her the next day or leave him the next day because y'all are married.
Or if the sex wasn't good.
Right. And you're not going to like not respect her because this is now your wife. This is a whole different ballgame to look at it that way. I don't know. I can't say.
It is.
When I was younger, I would say no. Like if when am I 25, I would no. 35 and up. Why not? Because, you know, you don't get all that time necessary. Oh, you should wait a year to get engaged, or you should like wait 6 months. When you get older, all that shit does not matter. When you know, you know.
Yes.
I feel like I could do it at this age.
Right. But that comes with age, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I could do it at this age. Like, 35 and up, yeah, why not?
So would you knowing what you know, you wouldn't expect a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old.
That's for me. That's myself. I'm just talking about me.
But you only do that at an older age now, though, right? Like after going through it, you know that there's no point in like, oh, you need to wait a year and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But like someone who's coming in, who hasn't gone through those experiences are going to be like, well, yeah, we should wait a year until we, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that's okay though.
Because they signed up for the show, right? So they know it's going to be not traditional.
Okay.
How they meet and everything. Okay. So, cause there's, I think the youngest one is like 26.
And how old is the oldest one?
Oh man. They're like, 70. There's a woman who's 70.
It's a good range.
And that's why I like to see how everyone reacts in that situation, because older ones, you know, they don't care. They want companionship. They want a relationship and stuff like that, right?
What are the criterias? Like how do they get matched up? Because I haven't watched Married at First.
Oh, on a bunch of things. It's like, it's just, you know, they have these professional matchmakers.
So it's like an arranged marriage though.
But like, it's different because you're taking their personalities and their values and their morals and their life goals and everything. Arranged marriage, from what I know, is like you wanted to marry a certain family for status or money or like some kind of to keep a lineage or the fact that you know them. It's not like, hey, you go deep in like how these professionals are going to be.
No. That's not.
Okay,
how
does arranged marriage work?
Arranged marriage works like if they know that they're going to get along with each other, that their personalities match, their beliefs align with each other. It's a whole thing. There has been where it's like the lineage and everything. And most of them till now even are making sure that they match, that they get along really well together. You know, everything aligns together. And nowadays, I think that it's not even to the extreme of marriage like at first sight. They get to date each other for a little bit, but
that's how it used to be. Arranged marriages, you only met at the altar?
No, you'd see each other before.
Okay,
yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Marriage at first sight, they're not even seeing each other.
No,
so that's,
you don't
even
learn. Yeah, you learn their name when they walk up and you're in their wedding dress and you're taking the vows.
So this is worse than Love is Blind.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because you have an option.
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah. So then arranged marriage is much better in this case because you have the option to say no.
Yeah. So, okay. Given what I just told you then.
Sure.
Could you then sleep with someone that same night of your wedding that you just literally laid eyes on?
No.
Like hours before?
No. The answer is no.
Oh, okay. Well.
What about you?
I could. Like I said, at this age now,
yeah,
I could, because, you know, whatever, if we get along,
it depends
like
on
that.
How he looks and everything too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not just saying for looks, but if like if I'm like really vibing and we're really getting along and stuff like that, then why not?
Now, if
we're married,
vibing, I know, but if you're vibing and you're doing that and he wasn't good looking, what about then?
I mean,
I know we talked about this.
Yeah, looks matter to me, right? I think it would kind of take a little bit. Maybe it could take, I don't know, 2 days. It could take 2 weeks, but I think I would, and especially given the circumstance, a lot of people go on these shows because traditional forms of dating have not been successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like
they're going back to the old style,
yeah,
the original, the traditional,
exactly.
Style.
So I think I would definitely give it a shot. I think I would definitely give it a shot, especially if I was matched up by professionals. And I'm not saying they get it right all the time, but I would definitely give it a shot and not run like some of the Love is Blind people do when they see them for the
first
time.
But then it teaches you something. I feel like whenever that is the case, it teaches you that there is compromise and sacrifice that has to be done in a relationship, because if nothing else has worked, why are you going to this extreme of not seeing? You're taking a big chance. Like, this is very risque. Yeah.
So what do you think, now that you know the premise of the show, what do you think is more challenging? Married at First Sight or Love is Blind, where you're matched up with by professionals based on everything you told them, or matching up with someone that you choose and you guys or whoever could be not their authentic self and you say yes to accept their engagement or not?
And then you go, Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Which one would I would do? Which I would definitely do Love is Blind, just because I have the option to know the real person
if they're being authentic.
Yes, but I think I have a pretty good intuition to figure that out. Yeah. There's a lot of in real person chemistry. I think that there's an energy between the guy and the girl that matters to me a lot. And there's some things that can't be written. It's only felt.
And I think they actually do a good job matching people with their number. If they're like a 9, they get a 9. Mm-hmm. They're not going to match like a 10 with a 4. I think they actually really do a good job matching them up versus how you see sometimes in Love is Blind. And you know from the get-go, like, he's going to run or she's going to run, you know, because we've seen it. It's happened.
But right? I feel like in this case, you're having someone else choose and select by the numbers or whatever the case may be. But I think there's a lot more than just the numbers that people can give you icks and like, you know, how they order food or how they eat. Or like, there's so many things that I could not do it in any way. I need to
But all those things you don't realize till later. I mean, Chaz still does a couple things. I'm sure I do a couple things.
But like, I have to see everything else that worked out. There is always flaws in everybody, but or things that annoy one or the other. But like, everything else is not annoying, right? Yeah. So I'm okay with that. But I could not do that.
Do you feel as you get older, you get more annoyed or less annoyed? Because you have other people adding to your annoyance level with the kids. And so do you get more annoyed at the stuff like Bob does or less annoyed by the things he does because other people are doing their own shit that annoy you?
I think I get less annoyed because...
Is it like pick your battles?
I think it's because I'm older and I kind of know what things can annoy other people about me, so I give them that allowance or whatnot. I do that. I can understand that right now, so I let it go. I'm like, okay, I'm just being super picky and I'm just being rude about it, so let's not do that. So it's like wisdom, gaining some wisdom and how to like deal with it. What about you? I think it's the opposite with you.
You're
a diva.
No, the one who's testing my patience, and I never had to do this because I think boys and girls are different. Donovan, I never went through anything that I'm going through with Laurel now. And I never really had to deal with Breslin being special needs because she didn't, you know, she wasn't really able to talk. She wasn't really able to like walk away from me, you know, like she doesn't walk. So doing it with Laurel, I don't know if it's because I am 40 and I don't have time for that shit. I don't put up with that shit, but I'm finding myself wanting to like beat a bitch's ass, man.
I can
and
tell.
She's 5 years old. Like, oh, bitch.
I can tell.
Why do you have to be 5? You know?
Like, you know what it's like? Yes. I can tell that you are like trying to hold yourself back. You're like,
oh my gosh. Like,
but I told you.
And she gives it to me too. And that's what's worse. You know, she doesn't get scared by me. She gives me those eyes. Like I tell her something. She's just like, and she'll like, girl, hit me. You're going to get some consequences. So you know what she said? I like consequences.
Did you just say hit me? Did you really say that to her? Did you say that to her?
Well, I said, if you hit me, there's going to be some consequences.
Oh, okay.
And she said, I like consequences.
Oh.
Y'all, pray I have. That's why I'm taking all my hormone stuff to get all that alignment. All that, like, give me anything I need. Because I'm about to beat a bitch's ass. Seriously.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And I don't know where she learns this from because I'm not sassy. I'm nice. The Taurus is second to the nicest horoscope. I'm very sweet. I'm very kind. But you test me, girl. So anyway, I put up probably with Chaz more because he's not the issue. I have the other one that's the issue. So she elutes it for him.
Oh my gosh, because you're focused on your 5-year-old little girl.
Yeah. So did you have that with Rhea?
No. Why no, not? Rhea was an exceptionally good girl. I told she put the standards like really high.
So what you see that Laurel gives me, you did not get one. That. Mm-mm. Damn it. And I was a good girl. So I don't know. Because people are like, remember how you were. You're going to get it worse. I was good. I was so good.
But it's, are you good now?
I'm probably making up for it.
I let you answer that. I let you answer that. I knew from 2 weeks.
Yeah, she was born with side eye. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me then.
I will. She'll be good.
Old age of 43, 42. This is why you should not have kids later in life because your patience is very testy.
Usually the third one's like, do whatever you want to, but she makes sure that she is seen. She's not the type that would just do her own thing.
Oh, man.
Just like she just said that pasta was not good. It's like buttered pasta. How could you go wrong with buttered pasta? She's like, no, Mom. I wish I could
eat buttered pasta. Just a bowl of buttered pasta.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Back in the days.
Oh, yes. But she's like, that's not good enough.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we hope we probably won't have a podcast next week because it's Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Remember, have a stress-free holiday season. And if you don't know what that means, go to our last podcast because we talk about that all the time. Make decisions based on what's going to make you happy and your family happy. And you stick with it.
Yes. Take care of yourself.
Yes.
Just live in the moment. Make good memories. Eat lots of turkey.
Yes. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Oh, don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this. Follow us on our Instagram @AuthenticMoms. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
We do you, boo.
Bye.